One of the champions of the Americans with Disabilities Act has died. Justin Dart Jr. passed away today in Washington, D.C. He was 71. Dart used a wheelchair after contracting polio as a young man. Because of his disability, he was denied a teaching license by the University of Houston. Dart said later that while he worked on civil rights issues in the mid-1950s, it never occurred to him that the disabled were due equal treatment under the law. In 1982, President Reagan appointed him to the National Council on Disability, where early versions of the Americans with Disabilities Act were drafted. His work continued in both the Bush and Clinton administrations. He received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1998. Lex Fridan is the presidential appointee to head the National Council on Disability. He says Justin Dart didn't like being called the founding father of the disabilities rights movement.
I don't think he liked the language of paternalism. I don't think he wanted to be viewed as a paternal figure in a movement where he regarded his co-workers and friends as colleagues.
Justin was the son of a wealthy businessman and had wealth himself. He was able to finance trips to all 50 states to gather testimony about the life of the disabled. This was something to finance your own trip.
And Justin financed not one, but multiple trips around the country. And as he went, he and his family unit, including his wife, Yoshiko, and they traveled from one state to the next, and I think the first couple of times they went around the country in an old pickup. Stayed in motels, and every place they stopped, they would have a reception for people with disabilities, family members, and other advocates who lived in the community that they stopped in. Without that, I think those around the country might have felt somewhat apart from the action that ultimately occurred in Washington. I think his personal efforts to network with people, family members, advocates, was really vital to the process of understanding and learning about and ultimately passing the ADA.
Now, at one point, he headed up a campaign to fight backlashes against the Americans with Disabilities Act. Can you tell us about that?
Well, Justin was concerned that those who objected to the ADA in the first place would take the opportunity with the passage of time to question some of the advances created by the act, and he was concerned that some more judgmental members of the body politic would take issue with people with disabilities having equal rights. And I think he's demonstrated that it's possible for the ADA to survive much longer than some other bills that have passed with equal platitudes in the beginning.
Lex Fridan, how will you remember Justin Dart?
I'll remember Justin as a visionary, and I think his soul lives and will continue to do so through many of the advances in society's treatment of people with disabilities.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lex Fridan is the Senior Vice President at the Institute for Rehabilitation and Research. His appointment to head the National Council on Disability is currently pending. He spoke with us about the life of Justin Dart Jr., a champion of the Americans with Disabilities Act, who died today in Washington. He was 71.